down to business. Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.
Now, I've missed my next guest. Regular listeners will know that tech guru Andy O'Donoghue comes in every so often to let us know what's happening in the ever-changing world of technology. Chief among those things I want to talk to Andy about this morning is the much publicised end of roaming charges, but I think they're going to be replaced by something much nastier. I'm sinister around this, Andy. I'm a cynic when it comes to technology.
Roam like home, Bobby. Which sounds like a great idea, and it is. Actually, at the top of the show, you mentioned about why have we ever paid roaming charges?
Yeah.
And the mobile operators always told us, oh, because it's terribly expensive to interconnect calls. Turns out the truth is we have one of the most expensive, what's called MTR, mobile termination rates in Europe. People like Finland have higher. Anyway, the charge.
So we were had.
We were had. And utilities and telecoms companies have had us for years. However, this is fantastic news. The EU have been pursuing this for years. Jean-Claude Juncker and actually our own Brian Hayes was talking in the European Parliament this week. And in fact, was even making the point that if you feel that you see something bills because of this data charge that aren't fair, you should contact Comreg. I don't think we're going to see many of these cases. First of all, the calls and the texts, roaming charges are gone.
Okay, so just maybe explain what we had and now what we're going to have.
The way that roaming worked was you were charged extra for making a call or even for sending a text. Now, you could sign up for Red Roaming was Vodafone's one, their program that you could use overseas. Some of them were good value, some weren't. But the roaming charges for calls and texts are gone, which is fantastic. The thing that's confusing people is the data.
Okay.
And data has become a curious one because the operators tell us that a fair usage policy applies. Now, my opinion of a fair usage policy and a mobile company's opinion of a fair usage policy is slightly different.
So the customer, if I understand this correctly, is going to be asked to calculate their own fair usage rate. So you have to become a mathematician, in other words.
Well, what they've done, there is a simple formula. It sounds complex, but basically this charge is capped at 770 per gigabyte if you go over your data allowance. And there's a way of doing it. So you divide your monthly bill by 770 and multiply by 2. As an example, that sounds ridiculous, I know. But if you say if you pay €30 a month, excluding VAT, and you have 10 gigabytes per month of an allowance, that formula would give you about 7.5 gigabytes to use roaming. Now, 7.5 gigabytes is pretty good.
Is this kind of, Andy, and again, sorry for glazing over here, but this strikes me as kilowatt hours, kilowatt joules, ohms per second. It's language that confuses one, so I don't know what the hell I'm paying.
When you arrive in an EU country, you'll get a text, hopefully, and I suspect they will, that you're now using your overseas allowance. Hopefully the mobile operators will give us plenty of warning if we approach our allowance.
Interestingly enough, last week in San Francisco, I got a text telling me that I was over my whatever my plan or my usage was, and I was now going to be charged X. But I didn't A, know what my program was. B, I didn't know what I was now going to be charged, but it was kind of just alerting me to bad news when I came home.
Yeah, and
I was quite sort of, you know, I was real sticky on turning off my roaming all the time and only turning it on and then using Wi-Fi. Like, I really tried to manage it, but clearly I wasn't doing it correctly.
And it's an important thing to remember that the abolition of roaming charges that we're talking about only applies in the EU.
So
the US still remains very expensive. The one company who I must mention is Vodafone, who are allowing people to use their full data allowance when roaming in Europe. And I think that's an exceptional it is exceptional in our operators because Vodafone are the only people who have said they are going to do this. So that's credit to them. Over time, this 770 per gigabyte charge is going to come down to 220 by about 2020 or 2022 in the EU. Ideally, Bobby, infrastructure is not that expensive anymore. Most of it's in place. Yes, they have to invest in networks, but we all have mobile phones. Phone charges still should not be as expensive as they are.
This clearly for the mobile phone operators was a very important source of revenue over the years. They're now going to have to repackage, reorganise, and they're going to need to get that revenue somewhere else, as I see it.
Yeah, they will need more data usage. They know that they're not going to get it from consumers, so what they will need to do is start putting SIM cards into cars, into tractors, into farm machinery, as security devices, what's called M2M, machine to machine. This is how most of them, or at least the cleverest of them, are starting to develop their revenue.
Okay. Can I chat to you just briefly? I wanted to ask you about Apple, and I know you're a former Apple man. The iPhone 8, and I suppose the fact about Apple's share price and the launch of new products. Almost, somebody says, oh yeah, we're launching a new iPhone, and the share price drops. It doesn't seem to tally with what actually happens in the marketplace.
Well, I think what we've seen in the last couple of years is expectation, both public and analyst expectation, is so great at an Apple launch, so great, that when people see something that doesn't appear to be earth-shatteringly innovative because it's still a phone, analysts do get disappointed and they think, oh, okay, I can't see them making a huge leap in profits out of this year. And then what happens, of course, is the share price comes back. This time last year, Apple was trading about 90. Now it's about $142, so up 40%. Still trades at about 13 times revenue versus a company like Tesla, who are at 65 times.
Yeah.
So Apple still remains good value with a market cap of $730 billion. I do have to say, though, that this September will probably be completely different, because I believe even internally it's referred to as the mother of all updates.
And what are we getting? Like, and it's really, I really admire the way they do this, that they can actually get, you know, they can get so much out of a new product. Like the new product development, you say this iPhone 7 is great, it's this, it's that. How can I make it better than that? But they hold stuff back. They really manage the launch of new products spectacularly well.
They do, and this is very special, because iPhone is 10 in September. A guy called Robert Wang from Winstron, talking to his shareholders last week, they're a design company, he let slip about wireless charging and waterproofing on iPhone 8. So it's pretty fair to assume that, having told his shareholders that we're going to get that on iPhone 8.
And when are we going to get that, just very finally?
It'll be late September, I imagine.
Okay, I'm really excited for that. Mm. As always, thanks for updating me and demystifying roaming charges. Andy O'Donoghue, our tech correspondent, thanks very much for joining us.
Down to Business. Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.